Further discussion, Counselor Austin.
May I move to suspend the rules so we can speak to the city planner, Rhett Lamb?
Counselor Austin has requested to suspend the rules so we can call up our city planner. Any objection? Seeing none.
So obviously lots of concern around this, and I really appreciate your presentation that you did previously for us. And I was hoping that given some of the comments that we've heard, if you could address, are there areas of this that you would like to immediately be able to add to or to change or to, you know, what from your professional standpoint and where we are right now, how do you see this? Just a small question.
Sure. Yes. Rhett Lamb, I'm the city planner. I think some of the comments you heard tonight around the health issues are, to the best of my knowledge, still off the table with respect to designing standards or implementing our own regulations. That is still, as far as I'm aware, outside the authority of city government based on the original 1996 Telecommunications Act and other rulings and case law. So what you heard about health-related concerns, we may all be concerned about. We may all have our own conclusions to draw from that information. But until we're allowed as a local government to regulate based on those concerns or those issues, I would suggest that those are not the type of standards we would want to introduce into this legislation or into this this local ordinance. I would say that noting the concern that people have with respect to with the technology, we might want to consider a public notice requirement in the ordinance. Right now, there is none. That was done really probably by design on my part, because the timeframes of issuing licenses are pretty quick. Once these applications have been determined to be complete, which is the role of the city clerk, you have 60 days to approve it or to render a decision, and 90 days if it's a new facility. 60 days for one that's co-located, 90 days for one that is a new facility. That's a pretty quick turnaround to require a public hearing or give public notice. But I think public notice probably is a something we would want to look at, because people have some concern and would want to share their thoughts about an individual installation that's proposed in front of the city council. I think there are a couple other areas we could look at as well, but those are the ones that came to mind hearing some of the comments this evening.
Other questions for Rhett? Need clarification? Thank you, Rhett.